It's Leslie's Readers, our monthly book group. So we've been talking about Benjamin Johncox, The Last Pilot, chosen for us by Catherine Lana. What have you got for us next time around?
Right, well, this is another one that was recommended to me, actually. It's always difficult to know. Well, it's not difficult to know.
Do you read them before you suggest them?
Of course. Yes.
So you're not on the journey with us?
No, I have to vet them, I'm afraid, just to make sure.
That's fair enough, isn't it? Because it'd be awful to get halfway through and think, oh, no.
Yes. Anyway, this one has been reviewed fairly extensively as well, because the author has died in the past couple of years, I think, and so this has been published posthumously. The author is called Kent Harif, I think is how you say his surname. It's H-A-R-U-F. He's American. I haven't read any of his other books. This one is called Our Souls at Night, and it's a slim volume, so it's a novella, I suppose, really. And it's very sparsely written, so I think you'll zip through it when you start it. It's very quick and easy to read, and it's about an elderly couple. They're two people living very separate lives in a small town in America. They know each other, but they haven't had that much to do with each other of late. And they've both lost their partners, and their family has grown up and moved away. The woman is quite independent and capable, but she decides that she would like some company, and particularly at night. So she makes a suggestion to her friend, this gentleman at the other side of town. And it's a book full of innocence and charm, I would argue. And it looks at love and friendship and family and society. And I'd like us all to read it and see what we think.
Excellent. You've whet my appetite beautifully. And I just love this because you suggest books and that's what The Brave New Reads is about, books that I wouldn't necessarily find on a bookshelf. And that's the whole reason I started this. Because it's so easy to know your favourite authors and to go and stand faced by all these books and to think, my goodness, which one should I read?
Yes. So, and it's great to go to a favourite author because you know what you're going to expect then. So when you need
your favourite author and you want
great.
That moment.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is good to try others as well, particularly when there is so much being published now. It's lovely to try something a bit new and see what other people are doing.
I look forward to it and we'll see you again. In fact, I don't think it's me that's here next time around. It's Simon, so we'll have to let him know as well because I'm aware of my holes at the beginning of July. Our Souls at Night by Kent Harif, H-A-R-U-F. I'll put it on Facebook a little bit later on so you can find out more. I know you've got one or two events you want to mention. I'll do that in just a second. Second or two. So Leslie's Readers have been talking about Benjamin Johncox's book, The Last Pilot. We now know that the book we're going to read this month, and it'd be lovely if you'd read it along with us, Our Souls at Night by Kent Harif, H-A-R-U-F. And Catherine with us, freelance journalist, works at Browsers, works with Suffolk Libraries. What have you got coming up?
Quite a few events coming up. I'm going back now to Woodhall Manor, where we've got Jill Dawson coming to speak.
Spoke to her yesterday.
Yes, she's great, isn't she?
I really want to read both her book and the one, the author that she's writing about
as
well.
Patricia Highsmith.
So they're both on my summer reading list.
Yes, that list is mounting up, isn't it? So she's speaking tonight. We've got an author popping into the bookshop tomorrow, Joe Baker, who wrote Longbourn, which was about the servants in the time of Pride and Prejudice. So that'll be interesting. And we've got Sarah Winman popping into the bookshop next week, who wrote When God Was a Rabbit. So these are just sort of informal gatherings when people can just turn up and chat to the author and find out a little bit more about their books. And then on the 24th, we've got Veronica Henry, who's coming to speak about how to find love in a bookshop, which you wrong-footed me about last time. But it's a lovely, charming book about life in a bookshop. And we've got some cellists coming to perform to us to recreate a scene from the book, as well as hearing Veronica speak.
I'll try and get to speak to her before that event.
I
know that we've had the bookshop come, her publisher say she will be around, so I'll try and sort that.
Oh, that'd be nice. I think she's a good fan, so and the book is lovely, so it'd be great if you could speak to her. And then next month, we've got something a little bit different. Don't know whether you are a fan of Great British Bake Off.
Am I? Of course I am.
Right. Martha Collison, do you remember her? She was the 17-year-old who so she was the
she
youngest.
Was amazing doing A levels, was it, or degree or something? Yes, yeah.
And well, she took a year off afterwards and worked for Tear Fund, the charity Tear Fund, and she's produced a cookbook, of course. It's called Twist, so it's sort of favourite recipes but with her twist on them. So she's coming to Woodbridge, and we're going to take over Woodhall Manor again, but we're going to set up the tables and we're going to have cake. So recipes from her book are going to be created for us by the cake shop in Woodbridge. the team there, who were on Britain's Best Bakery themselves in 2014. And it's their 70th anniversary as a business this year as well. So they've got lots to celebrate. But they'll be making some cakes for us to try. And then Woodbridge Kitchen Company, the cook shop in Woodbridge.
Lovely kitchen shop.
Yes. They're coming as well. And they're going to give each guest a little freebie from the shop. And they're going to do a big display of a new product range by Paul Hollywood from Great British Bake Off. Unfortunately, I don't
Not
think
Paul
he's
Hollywood.
Going to come. No.
You can always try.
I better get that in there quick, really. So that's going to be a very special event. So that's the 15th of July. And the tickets are £12 for that. And they're available from Browsers.
I was going to say, Browsers, then look at the website, because all of those events are going to be featured
that's
there
right,
as well.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I know you're busy as well. So we've got all sorts of things coming up through the year that you're in the middle of processing. So I'm sure we'll hear about those. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
You can look at Catherine's website as well, catherinelana.com, if I got that right.
That's right, yeah.
And you can read lots about books.